I'm going to talk about Dropbox today and the different ways you can use that. Who amongst you are frequent users of Dropbox? Say aye. How many of you are infrequent or don't have a Dropbox account? Okay, you know, I'm hoping that for those of you who are frequent users, maybe you'll learn something from me, or maybe I'll learn something from you, and then for those of you who are infrequent users, maybe you'll become a bit more frequent. I think there are three general ways that you can use Dropbox. First is file sharing between your own devices, and when I say file sharing, I mean that's files and folders. I'll just say file sharing, and that means both. Secondly, for sharing files with other people. And then third, there are a lot of apps on your smartphones, iPhones and the like, iPads, that interact with Dropbox, either for importing or exporting files. I have two computers I use, my computer at home, computer at work, and then I also have an iPhone. And I would say, you know, that is the most frequent way that I use Dropbox, is on a daily basis, copying files, deleting files, revising files, and so on one device, and then it is automatically synced on those other devices. The first thing you need to do when you have Dropbox is create an account, and you do that at dropbox.com. That is a very straightforward thing to do, so I'll go to the dropbox.com now.
Internet Explorer, enter. Control O, open dot D-I-R-O-P-B-O-X, period C-O-M, enter, edit unavailable, type of text, search edit. Dropbox.
Setting up an account is a very, very straightforward thing to do. When you get right to the landing page, you are on a screen where you can set up an account if you haven't created one already.
First name edit. Last name edit.
Okay, so just your first name, last name, your email address, your password that needs to be minimum of 6 characters, one letter, one number. Agree to some, you know, legal terms, you know, check a checkbox and so on, and then
unlabeled 0 button. Sign up for free button.
A sign up button. And when you first sign up for free, you will get 2 gigabytes of free storage that you can use for sharing on your own devices. And this may be something that you're interested in if you already have a Dropbox account. You can invite other people who are not Dropbox users yet to create an account. And if you do that, you, the inviter, get an additional 0.5 gigabyte of space. And the invitee also gets 0.5 gigabyte. So it's a win-win. So if you're new to Dropbox, you would start with 2.5 gigabytes as opposed to 2 gigabytes. And I think also if you're new to it, there's a screen where they'll say, oh, if you do 3 or 4 or 5 of these following steps, like listen to a tutorial, put it on your smartphone, etc., you'll get an extra 250 megabytes of free space. So you can start with as little as 2 gigabytes of free space or as much as 2.75 gigabytes of free space. You can also have a monthly paid account, which is, Jerry, how much is it, like $9 or $10 a month?
It's $100 a year, I think.
And that gets you 1 terabyte, which is what, 1,000 gigabytes,
yeah,
of space. So that's quite good if you know, have a lot of music, have a lot of photos. So once you create your account, you then need to download Dropbox to your computer.
Links list dialog, links list view, Dropbox terms, 429.
And here on this screen, there is a download link.
D, Dropbox terms, D, desktop app, D, developers, D, download the app. Enter. Download Dropbox for Windows, download Dropbox for Windows, page has 2 links, notification bar requires response, press Alt plus N, do you want forever save Dropbox installer dot app?
Okay, and here you have your, you know, standard notification bar where you can either save the installation file to your computer or run it straight from the computer, and it's a standard installation wizard type of thing, and Dropbox is now on your computer. If you have multiple computers, then you have to install Dropbox on each of those computers. If you have, say, an iPhone, like with any other app, go to the App Store and you download the free Dropbox app, put in your username and password, and you're there. Now, so when you download Dropbox onto your computer, what exactly is being downloaded on there? Very simply, Dropbox is putting a folder into your user folder. And that folder is pretty much like any other folder, like My Documents or something like that. And you can put files and folders in there, do all the things that you do when you're doing file management and documents. And all of those files and folders will show up in all your other devices. Also puts a desktop shortcut on your computer.
D, Dropbox.
I'll just go to it.
Enter.
And I'll get into Dropbox.
Items, new multi-select list box, not selected apps, 6/7/25.
And again, all I have here is a bunch of folders and files, and I wish I could say a lot more about Dropbox on the computer. than this, but if you know how to manage files and folders in My Documents and copy and paste things from here to there, that's really all you need to know about Dropbox on your computer for sharing between your own devices. Very, very, very simple. You know, you can copy Word files, MP3 files, whatever it might be. It's just a place to store data so that you can sync between your various different devices. The one place where Dropbox can get a little confusing is when you're talking about sharing with other people. There are two ways you can share with others, two basic ways. You can share where you give the person or people you're sharing with full editing rights to the files and folders you're sending them, or not give them those editing rights. And what is meant by editing rights? If I send you a folder that may have files in it, subfolders and the like, if you alter those files and folders in any way inside the folder I'm sending you, then that will show up on my computer, on my Dropbox, and vice versa. I think the official term for that type of file sharing is collaborating. So that's a type of thing you might do where you're at work and you have a joint project going on amongst people. So everybody's contributing stuff and altering things this, that way, and the other. Sharing with others where you are not giving them editing privileges basically means, you know, you share a folder with somebody, they put it on their own Dropbox. They can change stuff inside that folder all the way that they want to, but that is not reflected on your folder. Okay, so that is sharing where you're not giving editing rights. And let me just show you how those two things work. I'll just get to a folder here that, let's say, I'm going to pretend I want to share with people.
Are we add teachers only files? Are we add training files, left parent, one right parent?
This is a folder where there's a bunch of audio recordings for like basic Windows and JAWS types of commands. So I might want to share this with 10 or 20 people where they can download this onto their computer, but I don't want them being able to mess around with what's inside my computer. And by the way, this type of way where you're not granting editing rights, those you are sharing with can have a Dropbox account, but they do not need to have a Dropbox account. The other type of way, with full editing rights, they have to have a Dropbox account. If I want to share this folder, pretty easy to do. I first place my cursor on it, then I go to the Applications key.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, graphic 707, open, oh.
And I'm going to down arrow to
open a new window, shared folder settings, share Dropbox link, help.
Share Dropbox link. That is not to be confused with something just below here.
View on Dropbox.com, share with submenu page.
Share with submenu, I think that's it. Because that's where you would go to share in the full editing rights mode. Although there's a problem with this in the Applications key, and that is that this share with, as far as I can tell, is not accessible. I've never been able to make that work. But the share link thing, however, this is very nice and easy to work with, so let me go up to it.
View on Dropbox.com, share Dropbox link, help.
Share Dropbox link. I'll hit enter on this. It's going to blab away for a little bit, but just wait till the end where the important thing is said.
Enter, leaving menus, Dropbox, items, view, multi-select, list box, re-add, training files, left parent, one right parent, 9/19/2015, 11:41 a.m. file folder, 13/21, sharing apostrophe, re-add, training files, left parent, one right parent, apostrophe, colon, a link to apostrophe, re-add, training files, left parent, one right parent, apostrophe, has been copied to your clipboard, left parent, click to view, right parent.
The thing that was important there at the end is that this link has been copied to my clipboard. Now if I want to email it to somebody, I'll just go to my email. Okay, I'll just prepare a message quickly. Let's do it to myself. I'll just call it demo. And now I'll just very simply paste with a control V.
Paste it from clipboard. Enter. Link https://www.dropbox.com/sh/n150.
We don't need to listen to all of that, but the link is there, and now I can just send it. Now, if I send this and it goes to people who have a Dropbox account, then they will have the option of either downloading it right into their Dropbox account or downloading it somewhere else on their computer so it's not in their Dropbox. If this is sent to people who do not have a Dropbox account, then they only have that second option of saving it to somewhere else on their computer. And if it was a file, then it would just be, you know, a file that's downloaded to their computer. If it's a folder, then it's, you know, a zip folder type of thing. This is very nice and easy. And one reason why you might do this for an individual file is, let's say you want to share large file with somebody. For Outlook anyways, the limit on how big an attachment or a set of attachments is somewhere on the order of 10, 11, 12 megabytes. So if you wanted to share something, a file with somebody that was 20, 30, 50, 60, however many megabytes, this is a very nice, easy way to do it. And again, they don't have to have Dropbox accounts for that to work. This works quite easy. If I want to now share in that full collaborating mode, there's a couple of different ways we can do that. Again, at least as a JAWS user, through the context menu, that way does not work. But if you go to the website, you can do it from there. Dropbox is really great. If there's one major shortcoming of Dropbox, and it's not that major a shortcoming, it's that the website is pretty stinky from a usability point of view and to some extent an accessibility point of view. There aren't many headings in there. You got to do a lot of inefficient arrowing and stuff like that. But that said, you don't really need to spend much time on the website at all after you've downloaded the app. So
yes, you could actually download your files as long as you're online and can log into your Dropbox account from anywhere.
Let me say one other thing. I haven't done this before, but I think you can do that sharing, that collaborative sharing, from your iPhone. And that may be, frankly, a much easier and better way to do it than from the website. But let me try to get there.
Dropbox, items, view, multi-select, list box, rehab, training, files, left paired, one right paired.
So I'm on this rehab training files. Now, the easiest way to get to the website when you have your account open is also through the applications key. So I'll hit that.
Applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, open.
And I'll down arrow.
Open a new window, shared folder settings, share Dropbox. Link,
View on Dropbox.com. So view on
Dropbox.com.
I'll
enter leaving menus, task switching, Internet Explorer, home dash Dropbox, page has 24 links, rehab training files, left parent, one right parent dash Dropbox.
So here I am on that rehab training files, but I'm going to start down arrowing here.
Link, list of three items, link upgrade account, notification, David, list end. Rehab training files, left parent, one right parent, edit, search, list of five, like graphic up, graphic new, graphic shared folder options.
Okay, graphic shared folder options. I hit enter on that.
Enter new tab page. Home slash rehab percent 20 training percent 20 files percent 20 left parent 1 right parent number shared folder options for heading level 2 shared folder options for apostrophe rehab heading level 5 2 members DK David Kingsbury left parent the right parent can edit TC Thomas Carroll.
For this folder right now, what is the status of it? And that is it's shared between me and one other person in terms of full collaboration. And again, somewhere under here, I think, is where, let me just hit E for edit box, and there might be a place where I can add other people.
Edit. Can edit. 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 Invite more people.
Okay, invite more people.
Invite more people.
Not the greatest website, because that might be a link, although it's not labeled, I'm not sure, the invite other people.
Enter, edit, type of text.
And then, boop, I'm in an edit field. I can put in some more email addresses here.
Edit. Edit. Escape, virtual, invite more people, can edit, edit, add a message.
And I think there's a button in there somewhere where I can do that. Not really great, but not insurmountable. But you can also do that on the iPhone app, file by file or folder by folder, and that might just be a more easy, straightforward way to do this. There are a few nuances of the sharing and how it behaves that I think I understand and a few that I don't necessarily understand. One thing is that if you share a folder with somebody else, and then either they rename that folder or you rename that folder in your own Dropbox, that breaks the sharing right there. However, inside that folder, if you do stuff with it, all of that stays the same. If you share without giving editing rights to other people, I think that if I, the person, you know, who controls that, add new things to it, that stuff goes to those other people, so that continues to update, although I'm not 100% sure about that. But I'm sure of one thing, that if they muck around inside that folder in their own Dropbox, that has no effect on your folder in Dropbox. If you are going to share with other people, you know, it's good to probably experiment a bit with somebody else to figure out how exactly does this work. Also, if you share and give full editing rights to other people, probably not a bad idea to keep your own set of folders backed up somewhere else where other people can't get to it, because you really never know what people are going to do to your stuff there, what mistakes people might make and so on.
Yeah, I had trouble the last time I tried to share from the website. I wanted to share a folder and I had trouble finding the share button after I put the addresses in. Or I found it, but I couldn't get it to work. And then when I tried it on the JAWS 17 beta, it did work. But it's confusing, and there actually are two edit boxes right together.
One for comments too, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't, yeah. It's not clear when you, it just says edit box.
Yeah. I think I was playing with it the other day too, and it might have been just that same share type thing. And in Internet Explorer, I hit enter on the share button, mm-hmm. and nothing happened.
Right.
I tried it again in Firefox, and something did happen. It did work. So the website itself isn't so great. You really don't have to go to the website hardly at all. If I wasn't training people, I'd never go there, but I just go there to muck around and see, you know, because people have questions.
One beautiful thing about Dropbox is that all of your stuff is always backed up, because you can always get it back. If your computer crashes, all of that data that you've stored in Dropbox can be put on some other computer.
And I do all my active work now in Dropbox.
Yeah,
I used to do all my stuff in my documents and then maybe just copy stuff to Dropbox. So in a way, I now use the hard drive as a backup for my Dropbox. So all my active stuff is going on in Dropbox, and if, you know, one of my three devices crashes, it's on the other two devices. If all three of them ever crashed, it's on, you know, well, I'd have bigger problems than my Dropbox. My house would have burned down, but still, it's up on the web. So it's very hard for even someone like me to wipe out all my stuff, and I've done such things in the past. So one thing I would like to say about the iPhone and the iPhone app is that too, it's very, very easy to navigate through. But there are a lot of other apps that interact with Dropbox. So if you don't have Dropbox, you're limiting on the iPhone, you're really limiting yourself quite a bit. I mean, to name off a few, KNFB Reader, you know, you save scanned documents to there. Most of your podcast players, I have Downcast. If you want to save a podcast as an MP3, you can save it to your Dropbox. The Cloud Music app that I demoed last month, I copied all the music to Dropbox, and then that automatically synced. Emailing, of course, if you want to attach a file, you can get that from Dropbox. If you want to save an attached file, you can save it into Dropbox. Access Note, the list goes on and on of apps that interact with that. And one little one that I really like and use all the time is something called Dropvox, with a V as in Victor versus Dropbox with B and as in boy. And that's for making very, very simple audio recordings. Because if you have the Voice Memo app that came from the factory, it has all these little bells and whistles that are sort of nice, but it makes it impossible to find the record button and impossible to find the stop button. And this Dropvox has a record button and a settings button and nothing more than that. So you record, you stop the recording, it automatically uploads that recording to Dropbox. And I like this very much, especially because I do a lot of like audio recordings at work for like, you know, here's a thing you can do in JAWS or this or that. So it's real nice that it goes up there, because then I rename it and put it someplace else. And it's a very, you know, very, very simple, nice, easy app to use.
Is Dropbox part of Dropbox?
No, it's a separate app for, I think, $1.99.
You have to have a Dropbox.
Yeah, you have to have a Dropbox account. But then, you know, once you set up the Dropbox, it, you know, it uploads there automatically. There's no other buttons or anything to hit. And very nice. I also like to use Dropbox as a transitory place between my computer and VoiceStream Reader for, like, listening to Blind Mice movies. You know, I'll download the movie to the computer, copy it to my Dropbox on the computer, and then from the iPhone or from the VoiceStream, I'll add it, you know, I'll import it in there. I mean, you can listen to MP3s in Dropbox on the iPhone, but it doesn't have all the navigation power that VoiceStream Reader has. For example, it won't remember where you are if you have to go out of it. Sort of another shortcoming of Dropbox on the iPhone anyways, is that if you load like a Word file in there, don't count on yourself on being able to navigate in any dependable way through that Word file in Dropbox on the iPhone. You could put it in say all mode, continuous speak, that works fine. You got a 20-page document, you want to get onto page 4 or 5, it works very, very poorly in that way. If I had a Word document that I wanted to listen to, I would also probably put that in VoiceStream Reader and listen to it there.
If you modify a file and then save it and then say, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to do that, you can go back and open previous versions of that file in Dropbox. You can open one from yesterday, or every time you modify it, it saves another version. And that has saved me more than once. Also, if you delete files, you can go back and get them. It's really great.
I say, you know, it syncs automatically and everything. Sometimes between your devices, there could be a delay. So, for example, if I had done a lot of file changing around on my computer at work, and then I came home, it might take a while to do that syncing. But you can always sort of check what your syncing status is in the system tray, and I found that useful. So I'll just go there real quick, very simple. So you insert F11 with JAWS to get to the system tray.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, JAWS for Windows.
And then just hit D for Dropbox.
Dropbox 3.10.7 up to date.
Okay, and it says up to date. And if it wasn't up to date, it would say something.
List box, Dropbox 3.10.7.
I forget exactly what it would say, but it would, you know, it would give you some indication that, you know, it's uploading however many files or it's doing this or that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, David. That was a great presentation on a great program. I love Dropbox.